DW Deutsche Welle News. This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. 115 cardinals from 48 countries will hold their first ballot for a new pope later today. No one in the modern era has won on the first vote in the process known as the conclave. The cardinals will hold up to 4 secret ballots each day in the Sistine Chapel until they elect a new pontiff. Deutsche Welle set the scene.
Michelangelo began painting the chapel's ceiling more than 500 years ago. The work was commissioned by Pope Julius II, and it will provide the backdrop during the conclave. Shielded from the outside world, it's here that the cardinals will choose the next leader of the Catholic Church.
The International Criminal Court has dropped its case against Francis Muthaura, one of the Kenyans accused of orchestrating ethnic violence following the 2007 presidential election. The court in The Hague said one witness admitted to lying and others were too afraid to testify for the prosecution. It is unclear what effect this will have on the trial of President-elect Uhuru Kenyatta, scheduled to start in July. Hungary's government has voted to approve a set of constitutional changes, despite warnings from the European Union. Most importantly, the powers of the Constitutional Court have been limited. The EU, the US government and human rights groups have said the changes could undermine Hungary's respect for the rule of law. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle expressed his concern over Hungary's commitment to democracy.
The German government has made it clear that Europe is a community of shared values, and we expect them to be upheld in each member state. It's not just about constitutions and rights on paper, it's about the spirit of the law in practice.
A helicopter has crashed in southern Afghanistan with 5 United States members of the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force on board. NATO did not give any further details about the cause of the crash. It added there was no enemy activity in the area at the time of the incident. In the United States, a court in New York has blocked a law banning large sugary drinks or sodas. The law was supposed to come into force today, Tuesday. It would have covered the sale of drinks larger than 16 ounces or 470 millilitres in food service outlets. Industry groups sued the city, bringing this response from the New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg.
Anytime you adopt a groundbreaking policy, special interests will sue. That's America. But we strongly believe that in the end, the courts will recognize the Board of Health's authority to regulate the sale of beverages that have virtually no nutritional value and which, consumed in large quantities, are leading to disease and death for thousands of people every year.
You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. European Union foreign ministers met in Brussels on Monday to discuss strategy on the Syrian civil war. The EU has a ban on weapon sales to both the Syrian opposition and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government. However, it did recently ease restrictions on non-lethal aid, including equipment. UN Special Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, who headed the meeting, stressed the importance of a political solution. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle said the EU should consider measures to rebuild areas under opposition control. He said that lifting the arms embargo was not the answer. Voters on the Falkland Islands have decided overwhelmingly to remain a British overseas territory. There were only 3 votes against. The 2-day referendum saw 1,500 voters turn out. There's been recent diplomatic tension between Britain and Argentina over the islands in the South Atlantic. 30 years ago, the two countries went to war over them. Argentina has claimed the islands since 1833, saying it inherited them from the Spanish on independence. And Usain Bolt has been named Sportsman of the Year at the Laureus Sports Awards in Rio de Janeiro. Europe's Ryder Cup golfers were named Best Team. British heptathlete Jessica Ennis was Sportswoman of 2012. And tennis player Andy Murray, the top breakthrough athlete. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.